Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti. Karen, good morning. Let's talk about those terrible Southern California fires. The blame game is on now, a lot of finger pointing, so litigation can't be far behind. What do you think is going to happen in the way of lawsuits now?
Well, there have been a few filed already. There have been two suits that I'm aware of filed against the Southern California Edison power plant. Apparently, some people witnessed the flames coming from the transmission power lines. And so the question is, you know, whether that emanated from that place, whether they were doing the shutoffs, the preventative shutoffs when they were supposed to do it. And some of these lawsuits are filed to preserve evidence. Meaning, you know, you don't want the evidence to go by the wayside if there are going to be successful lawsuits. And even though the ATF is investigating the source of the fires, these litigation firms will bring in their own experts to preserve whatever evidence is available. I think there's also some lawsuits against the department, LA Department of Water and Fire, saying they didn't have a proper reservoir system, the hydrants were dry, and they didn't have the means to put out the fires once they started.
We're hearing a lot about how difficult it has been to get insurance there, homeowners, and now going forward, there are so many problems. Do consumers have any rights here? Are people just out of luck in most cases?
Well, this is a national problem because of all of these disasters caused by global warming and other things. So, you know, the hurricanes in Florida, and we saw stuff going on in North Carolina. And so, yeah, all these insurance companies are increasing their premiums, sometimes by 300%. And when you have a mortgage on your house, you are required to have homeowners insurance because it's not your house yet until the bank is paid. So people have to scramble and get these insurance policies, and there are public policies in California that are sort of substandard, that if you can't get insurance anywhere else, you get it there. But they don't cover a lot of things like temporary housing, like water damage when the fire department comes in and puts it out. So these people are going to be really in bad shape if they do have insurance. And the other problem is, even for people who have not been affected by the fire in California, once these funds are depleted, the way they're going to make up the money is they're going to tax the home owners, and they're looking at maybe increases of $1,000 to $2,000 a year, even if your house was not affected by the fire. So
just
it's a real disaster when it comes to insurance.
Let's talk about the Mike Madigan trial. He's under cross-examination now. Are you still of the opinion that the strategy to put him on the stand was a good idea?
Well, from not being in the courtroom, I would say yes. It sounds to me that he really maybe engendered a little bit of humanity when he was up on the stand with his own lawyers. And he was questioned by some really tough lawyers. I mean, the prosecution lawyers are very, very good. But I just don't know that they made the inroads that they needed to make. I mean, the bottom line here is, you know, was there a quid pro quo? Did Michael Madigan say, if you do this for me, I'll do that for you? And I'm just not sure that the prosecution has definitively connected those dots. There's a lot of smear going on. There's a lot of bad, you know, stabbing of backs and politics behind the scenes and all of that. And you can hate that, but you really have to look at the jury instructions here and determine was there a quid pro quo. And I would say that there might be some reasonable doubts here.
And finally, we have the case of those Wizard of Oz ruby slippers. Tell us about this. This is kind of interesting because this has been going on for a long time, hasn't it?
A long time. And, you know, there are books written about it and documentaries. And anyone who is a Wizard of Oz fan should definitely Google it and look up the story because it's almost better than the Wizard of Oz itself. So the Judy Garland Museum, which is in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, was broken into in 2005 by some kind of hack sort of mobster. He thought there were real rubies on the slippers, but when he realized they were just sequins that were painted, he gave them away thinking they were worthless. Well, it turns out they're worth somewhere like $28 million. They were just auctioned off. Anyway, it took about 15 years for them to be finally recovered, and the guy was finally charged, and he was in court yesterday, pleading that he was too ill to really stand trial, and he's probably going to be sentenced to time served. So, very, very interesting end of that story.
You're not in Kansas anymore. Karen Conti, she's on WGN Radio on Sunday afternoons. Thank you, Karen. You have a good day.
You too. There's no place like home.
You got it.